This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, you guys didn't seem to get into much of a flow in that game. How did you see that game?
It was a little bit too sporadic, I'd say. Not enough sustained momentum and sustained pressure, especially in the Ozone. I think we were playing a little bit too perimeter at times. Other times we were getting in the net, we got some good opportunities, and we weren't able to capitalize. They're a very patient team. They're a very good team, and we were the first to crack there and allow them to get a goal.
How tough is that with the way they play and as patient as they are? They're just waiting for you guys or any opponent really to make a mistake. And just how difficult a style is that to go against?
That's the reason why they're defending Stanley Cup champions. Everyone buys in, everyone plays the same way. They play the system to a T, and when they get good goaltending on top of it, it's really hard to beat them. We weren't able to. Like I said, get inside them enough and get those opportunities. And when we did get those opportunities, we weren't able to capitalize. I had a couple posts, and I got to put those in the net. And I know we had a couple good opportunities in the power play and a couple good odd man rushes that we have to capitalize on.
You started the game with Norris. What did you think of him, your first chance to play with him?
Yeah, really good skater, really smart player. I think he's got a really high ceiling, and he's got a really, really unique and exciting skill set that he brings to the table. I thought he was working really hard out there too. So coming to a new team, it's always going to be tough, no matter what. Playing in a new system, playing with new guys, takes a second for you to acclimate it. And I think he's going to have a really bright future here, and it's going to be really exciting to see.
What has the last couple of days been like for you guys as a group, just dealing with the deadline, swapping out a really big piece of your group and bringing in Josh?
Yeah, it's tough, honestly. Like I said, I think we got an unbelievable player, and I've heard nothing but unbelievable things about him as a person and as a teammate, and so I'm really excited to have Josh here with us. On the flip side, losing Cuzzy sucks. It really does. Honestly, I see him as like a little brother to me, and it was really hard. And then Dennis Gilbert, I mean, we grew up playing against each other. I've known Gibby since we were 6 years old. Even before he was on the Sabres, I'd skate with him in Buffalo. And even back when Matt Ellis was running his skates in the summertime at the Harbor Center, we were skating together. So. Those are two guys that I'm really going to miss. And then Yoki, obviously, has been here for a couple of years, and he's awesome. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's got a big personality, and he'll be missed as well. So all three of those guys, I wish them the best of luck. And hopefully one day we cross paths in the future as well. Love to have them back here on the Sabres one day. But, yeah, it's tough. Trade deadlines, it's – you realize how much of a business it is. You realize the difference between having a work buddy and having a teammate. That's for sure.
How much of a jolt
was it to the room, just given where you guys are in the standings? Like you said, it reminds you how much of a business it is, but for this group in particular to see a guy like that leave.
Like I said, it sucks. Yeah, the reason why those guys are gone is because of the rest of us sitting in here. We weren't good enough this year. I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I wasn't good enough to help them stay and help us be successful. And so it sucks. It was just plain and simple. But now we have to move on, and we have to get ready and get better for the future. We have to be the best that we can be for these last 20 games. No matter what happens going forward, we have to be the best individually and as a team.
Is it a relief to have the deadline behind you? I'm sure it was kind of weighing on you guys, you know, leading in, not knowing what would happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little different when we get home, too. It's going to sink in a little bit, too, especially that first morning, I think. But yeah, no, it'll be good to put it behind us. Obviously, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of names out there, myself included. So where you see your texts and people chatting about it and everything. So I mean, pretty much everyone's name is out there at some point or another. So yeah, I mean, now you just get to focus on playing hockey. Everyone's here, everyone's staying, and we got to be better.